maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Back at Chanute High School in Poria, I Falls to Andover Central, 41-35. I'm Dylan Sherwood here with you from Chanute High School. As the crowd begins to file out, just a valiant effort from the Emporia High Spartans. Emporia High got it to 2 after Jalen King hit 2 free throws, or he made 1 of 2. But after that, Andover Central made 4 free throws to ice the deal. 41-35 is the final score. It's time now for our game stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. So it's Bishop Miege and Andover Central in the championship game. So I got to get my bracket back out, as everything is set here, and they will have a free throw shooting contest, coaches free throw shooting contest. There it is. They're gonna have a lot of festivities before. So we're gonna get Coach Lee Baldwin tonight as well, as we get him for our post game interview here in just a few moments. But we'll get our stats here in just a moment. Let me get this bracket filled out. But I mean, Emporia High, you know, trailing, you score the first point of the game, and then you get down 9-1, and then you score 9 straight, and then you lead by 1, and then all of a sudden Andover Central couldn't get a lead greater than 8. So, and I mean, it just felt like Emporia High was within two possessions of this game. But just and I said it right before the third quarter, if Emporia High wants to carry that momentum they had at the 2-minute mark of the second quarter, they have a shot to win this ball game. But Emporia High will have to settle to play for third place against a very good Parkview, Missouri team that has played a lot of games, more than any, because in Missouri, they play during Christmas break while Kansas can't. So Parkview, Missouri came into this tournament with a record of 7-8. They defeated Campus yesterday, so they will be 8-9 coming into tomorrow afternoon's matchup at 2:30. And they played at least 3 tournaments, and Emporia High's played 2. So let's go over our stats. Once again, they are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. And I'm going to have to adjust something on Andover Central, because I don't know why I got 42 points on the iPad for them. So let me look. Let's see. Let me see what I got. I'll go over what I have on my board. 13 for Colby Smith to lead the way. And Osmati and Goley each with 8. DeGarmo and Brown each with 5. And there is what I missed, or what I missed. Perry had 2 on the night instead of 3. So let me adjust that stat real quick. And he missed both, so 41-35 is the final. I gotta adjust that, and that should be it. So 41-35. So back to the stats for Andover Central. and got all the scoring. They were 14 of 31 from the field for 45%. They were 3 of 11 from beyond the arc for 27%. They were 11 of 20 inside the arc. And they were 10 of 19 from the free throw line. They left a lot of points on that floor tonight. 30 rebounds. Smith with a game-high 9, with a team-high 9 rebounds for Andover Central. And they committed 14 turnovers. For Emporia High, Cooper Reck led the way with 9. River Peters with 8. A struggling night for River from the floor. He was 3 of 14 from the field, including 0 of 7 from beyond the arc. 7 apiece from Sheldon Stewart and Jalen King. 4 from Parker Leeds, and that's all the scoring for Emporia High, who is held to a season-low 35 points. And last Friday night against Junction City was a season-low for Emporia High at 39. So Emporia High now with a season-low offensively with 35 here this evening. Spartans 11 of 37 from the field for 30%. They were 3 of 16 from beyond the arc. That's 19%. And if Emporia High makes 4 more free throws, they pull within 2. But Emporia High was 10 of 14 from the free throw line for 71%. 22 rebounds, 12 turnovers for the Spartans here tonight. Those were your game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. This is the Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show here from Chanute High School. Let's take a look, because we have our play of game and our player game and our visit with Lee Baldwin here shortly. Trying to think what we should do. Let's go ahead and take a 1 minute break. When we come back, let's pick our play of the game and our player of the game, and hopefully we'll get Lee Baldwin out here shortly. Emporia High falls in the semifinals of the Ralph Miller Classic to Andover Central. It's the fourth loss for Emporia High over Andover Central in the last 7 years in the tournament, as they fall 41-35. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue, go Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Back at Chanute High School, Emporia High falls 41-35 to Andover Central. It's time now for our play of the game, brought to you by shelter insurance agent Callie Madrano. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th in Emporia. And I'm going to go to a play that happened in the fourth quarter. I'm going to go with Sheldon Stewart's three that put Emporia High down 3 at 36-33. It was about with 3 minutes left. That's our play of the game, brought to you by shelter insurance agent Callie Madrano. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th in Emporia. It's time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And we will pick our Toso Family Eye Care player of the game after this 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care. Spartans fall in the semifinals of the Ralph Miller Classic to Andover Central 41-35. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Start the new year with a fresh new look. Visit the office of Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye Care. Get an evaluation of your vision with a complete eye exam. Then shop for your best look by checking out their new frame brands. If contacts are your preference, order through the office or go online. Go to TosoFamilyEyeCare.com for their list of insurance carriers. Treat yourself this year by using your flexible spending account on a new pair of eyewear. Make an appointment today with Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
And our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game honors, we're handing those out to Cooper Reck tonight. Cooper with 9 points, 4 of 6 from the field. Also grabbed a tied a team high 5 rebounds for Emporia High. So Cooper Reck is our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game. Brought to you by Toso Family Eye Care, Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Let's give you some scores, and while we await Lee Baldwin, I got one more final to give you. Let me write this one down. Alrighty, let's start with games involving the Centennial League tonight. In the consolation bracket of the Ralph Miller Classic, or actually the Topeka High Invitational. I don't know why I said that, but Lee Baldwin will be coming out here shortly, so he is out of the locker room. Let's give you the scores involving the Centennial League. The consolation semifinal, Hayden over Shawnee Mission North, 55-45, and it's Topeka High over Lansing, 63-37. And those two teams will play each other for fifth place in the Topeka High Invitational or the Topeka High Invitational Tournament tomorrow. Other Centennial League scores. It was Hutchinson over Junction City, 56-29, in the semifinals of the Dodge City Tournament of Champions. And just final from McPherson, it was Manhattan over McPherson, and I did not get that one real quick. It was 57-40-something, but I will get that here as we're joined by Lee Baldwin. And, Coach, you get down 8 early, and you take a 10-9 lead, and then seemed like you had the momentum there with 2 minutes left in the first half. Make 4 free throws, and then back and forth it went. Andover Central was able to push it back to 3, and then you guys got it to 2. But then you just had to play the foul game, and just a tough one. And you guys just had to figure out a way to try to win this game. But the free throws haunt you guys down the stretch.
Yeah, we gave ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter against a state caliber team. I mean, I think we're at the free throw line down 3 with 1.5 left. So if you told me that before the game, I would have signed up for that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, definitely. And at the free throw line tonight, you went 10 of 14. You missed a couple early, but then you were 8 of 10 at the line at the half, so you didn't really get that many opportunities there. But here's a thing I want to ask you. When the big fellow went out, did you feel like you had a chance? Because it seemed like when he picked up number 5, it felt like the momentum was going to swing your guys' way.
Yeah, we were able to extend our pressure. It's hard to extend your pressure when they got a 6'9", 6'10 guy sitting on that backside block pinning our 5'8", 5'9 guys. So when he went out of the game, we were able to extend our pressure a little bit more. We weren't able to do that as much in the first half because, you know, they've got a guy that they can just throw a backside lob to at any time, so we had to shrink it and guard the paint a little bit more. So, yeah, that definitely changed our mindset late in the fourth quarter.
I guess how big was it to answer that run that they had, to start the first quarter? Because, you made 1 of 2 at the free throw line, then they scored the 9 straight, and then you scored 9 straight to take the 1-point lead. How big was that? Because you didn't want this game to get out of hand early.
No, I mean, I told our guys last night and today, like, we're going to win this game. Like, we're not here to just hang out and be competitive against good teams. Like, that's not what we're about anymore. We're here to beat state-caliber teams. And I told the guys in the locker room, you know, we showed tonight that we can play with some of the best teams in 5A. But for us to take the next step, we got to make some better decisions late in the fourth quarter to beat some of these teams. So I'm not really into the moral victory thing. Yeah. I thought our guys played really hard. They care. They're invested. You know, they're upset right now. But there wasn't one guy in our locker room that didn't think that we weren't going to win that game.
Yeah. And you guys were battling foul trouble as well. You know, Parker had to sit down for quite a while, but Calvin Seeley was able to give you some good minutes, too, there when Parker was off the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that's one of the strengths of our team is, you know, our depth. Based off the style of play tonight, it was more of a grinded-out, methodical game, so didn't play as many guys as many minutes as normal. But, you know, based off who we're playing and the style of play will dictate who plays and who doesn't. And, you know, we try to explain that to our guys a lot about based off if a team's in zone or man, our lineups are going to change. So hopefully our guys continue to understand that.
Thoughts on Parkview, Missouri out of Springfield?
Very athletic, a lot bigger than we are. Play a very tough schedule. We're going to have our hands full, and that's mostly what I talked about in the locker room, is we can't let Andover Central beat us twice. If we come out tomorrow and lay an egg, that means Andover Central beat us twice.
Yeah.
We're going to have to play harder than them. And, you know, I think tomorrow is the most important game of our season. We need to go home feeling good at 2-1. We can't go home on a two-game losing streak with one day to prepare for a fantastic Manhattan team.
Yeah.
So we're going to need to be ready to go tomorrow. I think tomorrow is the biggest game of our season to this point.
Manhattan's going to be playing for a tournament championship tomorrow against St. James, who was they finished third in 5A last year.
Yeah, you know, I've told a lot of people after the Paola game, our schedule's ramping up real quick. And, you know, I think we've gotten to the point where I can trust that we're going to play pretty hard every night. The next difference for us is to play hard and play smart at the same time, because we're going to have to do that to beat some of the teams that are on our schedule. Our schedule is just too difficult the rest of the way to not be able to do both.
Well, before I let you go, they have some festivities in the morning. A coach's free throw shooting contest. I heard you're going to be in that, or is Jacob going to be in that?
No, I'm going to be in that. So,
so that means we got to push your interview to after we're done.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes in the morning.
And then who are you going to have in the dunk contest? I know River Peters has he won it last year.
River and Cooper will be in the dunk contest, okay. And then Jalen and Parker will be in the three-point contest.
All right. And those festivities, the dunk contest will be at 8:45, and the three-point contest will be at 9:30. So I know I'll be here to talk to you, too. So So I get to see some of the festivities, and then will you guys have a little walk around to do or have a chance to shoot around before 2:30 tomorrow?
We're going to try to get into a gym and talk about Parkview.
All righty. Well, Coach, tough one tonight, and we'll talk to you in the morning on Saturday morning Sports Talk.
All right. Thank you, Dylan.
And that's Emporia High Spartan Coach Lee Baldwin joining us here on the Prairieland Partners John Deere postgame show. As the Spartans fall 41-35. Take our final break, and when we come back, final comments, and we'll wrap things up. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairieland Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
This has been the Spartan Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
and by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
And back one final time here from Chanute High School as Emporia High falls 41-35 to Andover Central. Andover Central will get Bishop Miege in the championship game at 4:15 tomorrow. Emporia High will play for third against Parkview, Missouri. And that was Parkview lost that game 68-63. And Miege was down 16 in that game. So Emporia High will have their hands full, as Parkview will look to try to get out of here 2-1, but Emporia High wants to get back to Emporia with two wins here from Chanute. It's going to be a tough one, and 2:30 is the tip time, 2:15 pregame. We'll have that game on Mix 104.9, so could be earlier than 2:15. We will just see how the cards play out. Again, the finals from the Flint Hills Shootout tonight in the Constellation side of the bracket was Central Heights over Council Grove 61-51. And it was West Franklin over Northern Heights 66-46. Championship side of the bracket, Osage City over Chase County 56-43. And it was Linden over Mission Valley 61-40. So the boys' championship game will be Osage City and Linden. Third place game on the boys' side will be Mission Valley and Chase County. And the girls' third place game is Chase County and Council Grove. That'll be the first game we have here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM beginning at 3. Boys' third place to follow at 4:30. That's Mission Valley and Chase County. Championship games, 6 o'clock will be Osage City and Mission Valley on the girls' side, and 7:30 it'll be Linden and Osage City on the boys' side. That is the Flint Hills League Shootout. Once again, those games will be heard here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Coverage beginning around 2:55, and it could be later. It kind of depends on how the 5th and 7th place games happen at White Auditorium. Also happening tomorrow here on KVOE AM, 10:30 a.m. Crimson and Blue Show. That's the Kansas Jayhawks, number 2 in the nation. They'll take on TCU, noon tip-off from Allen Fieldhouse, 10:30 pregame here on 14 KVOE AM, 96.9 FM. As I mentioned, Emporia High and Parkview, Missouri out of Springfield, 2:30 tip time, 2:15 pregame, could be earlier, and that game will be on Mix 104.9. Also happening tomorrow, the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC divisional round. They will take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. 2 p.m. is the pregame show, 3:30 kick from Arrowhead, and that game will be heard on Country 101.7 FM. We will not have K-State on the airwaves tomorrow. Don't forget Saturday morning sports talk here on KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Starting around 8:15, we'll visit with Emporia High coaches Lee Baldwin and Carolyn Dorsey. I will be on the phone, and so we'll talk to Carolyn about the loss against Manhattan, and we'll talk about the first two games with Lee Baldwin here from Chanute, and we'll talk to Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, about tomorrow's AFC divisional matchup with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Final comments, and poor eyes got to figure out to bounce away and get the sour taste out of their mouth after a 6-point defeat here tonight against Andover Central. Final score, Andover Central wins it 41-35. For Connie Osario, our studio coordinator back at the KVOE studios in Emporia, I'm Dylan Shorewood, and thanks for tuning in to Spartan Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Once again, Spartans will play Parkview, Missouri, 2:15 pregame, 2:30 tip time. Mix 104.9 is where it will be. Don't forget, we'll have Saturday morning sports talk at around 8:15 tomorrow morning here on KVOE. This has been Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Basketball has been brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, the RV Dock, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Kayla Toso, Toso.